In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a beautiful passage in the letter to the Hebrews, which says that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. This passage, of course, is referring to the communion of saints in heaven. And it reminds us that the saints are not in some far-off and distant place where we no longer have any contact with them, but rather they're very near to us, so near that we can almost feel their presence, so near that we can continue to have a relationship of love with these, our elder brothers and sisters who have preceded us into eternal life. And as a visible reminder of this nearness of the saints, the church has the tradition of venerating their relics. And so we have this very unique feast, the Feast of All the Relics, venerated in our Franciscan churches. It's a feast which is not practiced anymore in the calendar for the ordinary form, but for those of us using the 62 Missal, we still have the privilege of celebrating it. The veneration of the relics is, of course, a very ancient practice in the church. In fact, you could say that it begins already during the lifetime of the apostles. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read that pieces of cloth, handkerchiefs, were touched to the apostles while they were still living. And then people would take them and touch them to the sick, and the sick would be cured. In other words, there was something about the bodies of the saints that, like our Lord in today's gospel, exuded power, divine power, the power of God to heal, to lift up from the dead, to make everything right again. And we find this practice of venerating the bodies of the saints very early on in the history of the church. In the second century, for instance, the martyr Saint Polycarp of Smyrna was venerated every year at his tomb. The people would gather on the anniversary of his death, and they would say, they would have Holy Mass said on top of his tomb, and hence the tradition of having relics actually venerated in the altars, right? Back in the old days, it was required that there be the relic of a martyr in every altar. It brings us to the question, I guess, of, you know, why is it that we venerate the bodies of the saints? After all, their bodies are dead, right, with the exception of those saints that have been assumed, our Blessed Mother, okay? Their bodies are dead, but their souls are alive with God in heaven, so why don't we simply venerate their souls? Well, the simple answer to that is our Christian faith in the mystery of the resurrection, right? We believe that not only our souls will live with God for all eternity in heaven, but also our bodies after the final resurrection. We believe that these same filthy, stinking bodies that we carry around right now, if we live holy lives, will one day be glorified. They'll, at the last day, they'll be reunited with our souls. And if we've been holy, then they will be wholly purified, rendered beautiful. They'll actually share in the radiance, in the glory of God. And so these same relics, which we venerate in the church today, will one day be in the presence of God. And forever will be in the presence of God. There's a funny little anecdote that illustrates this beautiful faith of the church. One time, years ago, I was speaking with a little boy who together with his mother came to our church very often, and I was showing them a relic that I was carrying around with me, and the little boy, who was very, very well catechized, he said, "Wow, just think, one day at the final resurrection, all the relics are going to come flying out of their cases." Actually, he's probably right, right? Either the cases are melt and only the relics will remain, who knows? But, you know, that's faith in the resurrection, right? We believe that these eyes with which, you know, we look on each other today will one day look upon our Lord and our Blessed Mother and all the saints in heaven. We believe that these bodies will live forever. Of course, our Lord sets a condition on our living forever. And what's that condition, right? He says that he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will not die, but will live forever, right? And so you know, it's from the resurrected, glorious, immortal flesh of our Blessed Lord that we hope to one day dwell in heaven, body and soul. And so on this feast of the relics of all the saints venerated in our Franciscan churches, let us renew our faith in the resurrection, set our hopes on our own resurrection, and recognize the presence, the nearness of these, our elder brothers and sisters in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.